Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Fritzy Connolly. Batting seventh. The DH, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The DH, Ernie Riles. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shelby moves to second. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Murray reaches second base with a double. Shelby scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick takes first base on ball four. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Yount fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Yount. Murray scores. Roenick goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Young reaches second base with a double. Connolly scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Orioles. Jamie Kochenour now pitching. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shelby strikes out. Schroeder drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Shelby out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riles for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. It's 6-1, Orioles. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball four. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacey strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Kochenour covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romero moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roenick hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kochenour, and towards Gantner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Young hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Orioles. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a pop-up towards third. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shelby strikes out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roenick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Roenick reaches second base with a double. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Connolly hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kochenour fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romero is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Clark steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-2 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Molitor moves to second. It's 7-2, Orioles. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Cooper moves to third. It's 7-3, Orioles. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Yount moves to second. It's 7-4, Orioles. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dempsey moves to second. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sakata takes first base on ball 4. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kokenauer fields it and throws to third for the out. Sakata moves to second. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to third. Clark moves to second. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart fires over to first and Murray drops the ball. That's an error on Murray. Gantner scores. Clark moves to third. Romero moves to second. It's 7-5, Orioles. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-3 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to home to get Clark. Romero moves to third. Molitor moves to second. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romero scores. Molitor scores. Riles moves to third. It's Orioles, 7, Brewers, 7. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Riles scores. Cooper moves to third. It's 8-7, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. Yount tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-7, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-3 in the game. Schroeder is walked intentionally. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Schroeder moves to second. It's 10-7, Brewers. Nate Snell now pitching. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schroeder scores. Gantner moves to second. It's 11-7, Brewers. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to third. Clark moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Clark scores. Romero moves to second. It's 13-7, Brewers. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-4 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Gibson now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Roenick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Orioles 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got four RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Schroeder strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Orioles 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Dixon now pitching. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Molitor moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-5 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Len Sakata. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan strikes out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lacey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shelby moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-4 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-10, Brewers. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn pinch hits for Gary Roenick. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 13, and Baltimore Orioles, 10. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.